This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. High-intensity interval training alone preserves muscle while reducing fat in older adults. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakhadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A 6-month exercise intervention study of more than 120 adults in their 70s found that high-intensity interval training, AT, may offer a distinct metabolic advantage. It reduced body fat while simultaneously preserving lean muscle mass, a finding published in a peer-reviewed health sciences journal. While moderate intensity and low intensity exercise regimens also produced fat loss, only height maintained or increased muscle tissue, a physiological outcome increasingly recognized as critical for maintaining independence, mobility, and metabolic health in older age. Key takeaways: high intensity interval training, IIT, was the only exercise modality in the study that reduced body fat while preserving lean muscle mass in adults aged 70 plus. Moderate intensity and low intensity workouts reduced fat but did not maintain muscle tissue in the same cohort. Muscle preservation becomes increasingly important with age to prevent sarcopenia, falls, and loss of functional independence. The study enrolled more than 120 older adults over a 6-month period, providing moderate quality evidence for age-specific exercise prescription. Study at a glance: 120 plus older adults aged 70 plus enrolled in a 6-month study comparing exercise modalities for fat loss and muscle preservation. Exercise modality comparison: fat loss versus muscle preservation. Relative effectiveness in adults aged 70 plus 6-month intervention: high intensity interval training, AT, fat loss plus muscle preserved, moderate intensity exercise, fat loss only, low intensity exercise, fat loss only. Source: 6-month intervention study in adults aged 70 plus, peer-reviewed health sciences journal, Georgian Medical Journal News. Why muscle preservation matters in older adults. The loss of muscle mass with age, a condition termed sarcopenia, is one of the most consequential metabolic changes in aging. According to research published in peer-reviewed gerontology literature, muscle mass naturally declines approximately 3-8% per decade after age 30, with accelerated loss after age 60. This deterioration is not merely cosmetic. It directly underlies increased fall risk, functional disability, reduced bone density, impaired glucose metabolism, and diminished quality of life in older populations. Traditional approaches to weight loss in older adults often rely on caloric restriction or moderate aerobic exercise, both of which can inadvertently trigger muscle catabolism alongside fat loss. This creates a clinical paradox. The very interventions prescribed to improve metabolic health may simultaneously worsen one of its most important determinants. The distinction between fat loss and muscle-sparing fat loss has therefore become central to gerontological exercise science. HIIT's unique mechanism: why intensity preserves muscle. High-intensity interval training, characterized by repeated short bursts of near-maximal exertion interspersed with recovery periods, activates distinct metabolic and signaling pathways compared to steady-state exercise. Research in exercise physiology journals demonstrates that HIIT triggers robust activation of the mammalian target of rapamycin, mTOR, pathway, and increases circulating levels of anabolic hormones, particularly in muscle tissue. This acute mechanical stimulus and hormonal milieu favor muscle protein synthesis even in a net energy deficit state. Moderate intensity continuous exercise, by contrast, creates a sustained but modest energy deficit without the same degree of mechanical loading and neuromuscular recruitment. Over 6 months, this difference manifests in divergent body composition outcomes: fat loss without compensatory muscle preservation. The finding from the current study aligns with the mechanistic understanding that muscle tissue requires periodic high-intensity stimulus to maintain anabolic signaling in older age. This mechanism is particularly relevant for older adults, whose muscle protein synthesis rates are inherently blunted compared to younger populations, a phenomenon known as anabolic resistance. HIIT appears to partially overcome this age-related resistance through its intensity-dependent activation of growth signaling pathways, making it a potentially irreplaceable tool in the exercise prescription armamentarium for this age group. Clinical and public health implications. The finding that CHIT uniquely preserves muscle while reducing fat has immediate relevance for clinical practice and public health policy in aging populations. For individual older adults, this suggests that time investment in higher intensity exercise, even brief sessions, may yield superior long-term functional outcomes compared to longer, gentler aerobic sessions. This is particularly important given documented barriers to exercise adherence in older populations, including time constraints, joint pain, and perceived safety concerns. From a public health standpoint, the evidence suggests that aging-focused exercise interventions should prioritize HIIT-type activities within appropriate medical and safety frameworks. Current guidelines from major organizations, such as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and World Health Organization, WHO, emphasize both aerobic activity and resistance training in older adults, yet few older adults meet these recommendations. The present findings suggest that HIIT as a single modality may partially consolidate these dual objectives in a time-efficient format, potentially addressing adherence barriers while optimizing metabolic outcomes. Healthcare systems and aging-focused prevention programs may consider integrating ATEET into structured exercise offerings for community-dwelling older adults, with appropriate medical screening and supervised initiation. This is particularly salient for settings with resource constraints, where a single highly effective intervention may be preferable to multiple lower efficacy options. See our clinical updates section for related evidence on exercise prescription in aging. Caveats, future directions, and ongoing questions. While the study provides moderate quality evidence for HIIT's superiority in older adults, several limitations warrant careful interpretation. The 6-month duration captures medium-term effects, but does not establish long-term sustainability or adherence patterns. Older adults face distinct tolerability and safety profiles for high-intensity exercise, including cardiovascular stress responses and musculoskeletal injury risk. The present study does not detail adverse event rates or whether safety profiles differed across exercise modalities. Additionally, the study population, 120-plus older adults, likely reflects a relatively health-selected cohort capable of tolerating HIIT, potentially limiting generalizability to frailer older populations or those with multiple comorbidities. The mechanisms underlying differential muscle preservation remain incompletely elucidated at the molecular level in this age group, and individual variation in response is substantial. Future research should address optimal HIIT dosing and intensity thresholds for older adults with varying baseline fitness levels, long-term adherence and sustainability of HIIT versus other modalities in real-world settings, safety and efficacy in adults with common comorbidities, and comparative effectiveness of hybrid approaches combining brief HIIT with resistance training. Such evidence would clarify whether HIIT should be repositioned as a cornerstone intervention in gerontological medicine. For broader context on physical activity and healthy aging, see our explainer section on exercise science. High-intensity interval training was the only exercise modality that reduced body fat while preserving lean muscle mass in adults aged 70-plus over a 6-month period, whereas moderate and low-intensity exercise produced fat loss without comparable muscle preservation. 6-month controlled trial in 120-plus older adults, peer-reviewed Health Sciences Journal. What this means for patients. Older adults seeking to lose weight while maintaining strength and mobility may benefit from discussing brief, high-intensity interval training with their healthcare provider, as it appears superior to moderate or low-intensity exercise for preserving muscle mass, a key factor in preventing falls, disability, and loss of independence. For clinicians, exercise prescriptions for older adults with metabolic risk factors or overweight obesity should prioritize HIIT within appropriate cardiac and orthopedic screening protocols, as it is the only modality shown in this trial to achieve simultaneous fat loss and muscle preservation. critical for maintaining functional capacity and reducing sarcopenia risk. For policymakers, aging-focused public health and prevention programs should consider integrating supervised HIIT into community exercise offerings, as it offers time-efficient body composition benefits and may improve adherence compared to longer, lower-intensity sessions, particularly in resource-limited settings. Frequently asked questions: what is high-intensity interval training, and is it safe for people in their 70s? High-intensity interval training consists of short bursts, seconds to minutes, of near-maximal exertion, alternating with recovery periods. In the study of 120-plus older adults, HIIT successfully reduced fat while preserving muscle over 6 months. Safety depends on individual health status. Older adults should undergo cardiovascular and orthopedic screening before starting HIIT and initiate under professional supervision. Consult your physician before beginning any new high-intensity exercise program. Why does HIIT preserve muscle better than moderate or low-intensity exercise? HIIT activates muscle growth signaling pathways, particularly mTOR, and increases anabolic hormones more robustly than steady-state exercise, despite creating a net energy deficit. Older adults have naturally reduced muscle protein synthesis rates, anabolic resistance, and HIIT's intensity appears to overcome this age-related resistance more effectively than gentler activity, making it the only modality in the study that preserved lean tissue during fat loss. How much HIIT is needed, and how often should older adults do it? The 6-month study demonstrates efficacy, but does not specify exact dosing. Current CDC guidelines for older adults recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity per week, plus strength training twice weekly. HIIT sessions are typically shorter, 15 to 30 minutes, but higher intensity. Work with a qualified exercise professional to determine appropriate frequency, duration, and intensity for your individual fitness level and medical history. As aging populations worldwide grow and the burden of sarcopenia and functional disability increases, identifying exercise modalities that efficiently preserve muscle while reducing excess fat becomes ever more urgent. The evidence that HIIT achieves this dual outcome in a time-efficient format may reshape how clinicians and public health systems approach exercise prescription in older age. Larger, longer-term studies in diverse older populations, including those with common comorbidities, are needed to translate this finding into robust clinical guidance. In the interim, this study provides a compelling evidence base for incorporating HIIT into aging-focused prevention and treatment strategies, pending appropriate medical clearance and supervision. Source: high-intensity interval training uniquely preserves muscle while reducing body fat in older adults. Science Daily, June 2026.